但福音第二十一章第一节到十七节。
John 21:1-17。
你用你的话语来念哈，你可以用广东话、普通话、潮州话，什么话都可以，你就是念神的话。预备，来，这些事以后 ，You can read in your language。又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。每一个人都念好吗？有西门彼得 ，Everybody read in your language。并加利利的迦拿人拿单叶，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒，都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说：没有。耶稣说：你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：是主。那时西门就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有两百肘。古时以肘为尺，一肘约有金石一尺半。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。耶稣对他们说：把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共有153条。鱼虽然这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说：你们来吃早饭。耶稣就拿了饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得、约翰的儿子西门：你爱我比这些更深。彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱耶稣，
may you speak to us today.
愿你对我们心说话。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
This is a very eventful week for me.
这一个星期对我是有很多节目。
节目，好多事情发生。
很多事情发生。
不是节目。我们教会的行政助理姊妹她身体不舒服。
Our administrator secretary was not feel well.
有一段时间。
For a period of time.
我们也为她祷告。
We pray for her.
这个礼拜，过去这礼拜，我的师母也不在。
This last week, my loving spouse is not around.
所以我需要多照顾我的儿子。
So I need to take care of my son.
然后在礼拜五的早上。
Friday morning.
还蛮早的时候。
Very early.
我就什么？我开始怎么用中文讲 ？On the early Friday morning，
星期五早上
，I got a phone call。
我接到一个电话。
Someone just told me, say, Pastor Joseph。
有人跟我说，牧师啊。
I have to tell you a bad news。
我需要跟你讲一个坏消息。
Our brother William just passed away midnight last night。
我们的弟兄 William 过世。
William's pretty young, only 37 years old。
他才37岁。
His spouse is here. Erica is here.
他的太太 Erica 在这里。
So it's just a very shocking news to me.
是一个很让我震惊的一个消息。
But the night before, I went to bed too late.
但是前一晚我很晚才去睡觉。
So even though I was very shocked.
虽然我很惊讶。
But I was so tired too.
可是我也非常的疲累。
So I just make a prayer and I fell asleep.
所以我就为他祷告，我就睡着了。
And then I awaken again.
后来醒来时。
Yeah, brothers and sisters.
亲爱弟兄姐妹。
There are many times we are surprised by the things happen in life.
有时候我们会因为生命的一些事情来觉得惊奇。
Because just like the song we sing just now,
就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
We really don't know about tomorrow.
我们不知道明天有什么。
Amen. Because we are not the Lord.
因为我们不是主。
We are not 100% in control.
我们不是百分之百的主宰。
But we have a hope.
但是我们有盼望。
God is in control.
神他在掌管一切。
Can you speak to your neighbor and say, God is in control?
你跟你的邻居说，神在掌管这一切。
So I have hope.
所以我就有盼望。
Amen. We know that yesterday was 911.
我们记得昨天是911。
It's a very sad day.
是一个很伤心的一天。
But also become a controversial day.
也是一个很大家有很多争论的一天。
Certain pastor want to burn the Quran.
有的牧师要把可兰经烧坏。
So that's caused a stir and a concern about this confrontation.
所以大家就对这个冲突有一些的考虑。
I personally pray for this issue.
我自己为这件事祷告。
I invite several people to pray for this issue.
我请我们大家一起为这些事祷告。
I'm thank to God that pastor he decided to give up, not burn the Quran.
结果那一位牧师他就放弃，他没有把那个把可兰经烧毁。
Dear brothers and sisters, my friends,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、朋友们
，We live in a very difficult time.
我们住在一个很困难的时刻
，Face a lot of challenge.
有很多的挑战
，But be careful.
可是要小心
，Don't respond out of flesh.
不要用我们肉体来对这件事情来反抗
，Don't be zealous for the Lord out of our flesh.
不是为主来热爱主，用我们的肉体。
We need to discern.
我们要有一个
洞察力。We need to wait upon the Lord.
我们要等候神。
We need to listen to what God speaks to us.
听神的声音。
I just want to encourage Erica.
所以我要鼓励我们的姐妹 Erica.
The Lord is in control.
神掌管一切。
That's the only words I can say.
我能说的就是这样。
I'm not in your position.
我不是你。
But I want to tell you, I do have peace about the issue.
我对这件事情有平安。
In the Bible, it says the Lord's way is higher than our ways, and Lord's thoughts higher than our thoughts.
他的道路高过我们的道路，他的思想高过我们的思想。
Many times we don't understand.
很多时候我们不了解。
We don't need to understand.
我们也不需要了解。
We need to trust.
我们需要信靠。
Amen. May the Lord comfort you.
愿神安慰你。
May the Lord comfort me.
愿神也安慰我。
I just want to tell you very honestly.
我诚实地告诉你
It's very hard to be a pastor.
做牧师很困难
I'm just very honest with you.
我诚实跟你说
That day I went to your house.
那一天我去你家
I tried to comfort you.
我要安慰你
But I asked the Lord to comfort me.
所以我先求神来安慰我
So you can comfort me too.
所以你也可以安慰我
Amen. We are in the same family, right?
我们在同一个家
Nobody is more superior in the spiritual level.
没有谁比谁更高
We need each other, amen.
我们需要彼此
Do you agree? If you agree, say amen.
你同意吗？
我们需要彼此 ，amen. 没有一个人是属灵的明星。
You are not a superior superstar, or no one is.
We all on the same ground.
我们都是一样。
We all grieve.
我们都伤心。
We all tempt.
我们也是。
And sometimes we fail.
有时候我们会跌倒。
That's my topic today.
今天我的讲题就是这个。
From failure to restoration.
从失败到重建。
Few days ago,
几天前,
when I walked upstairs in my house,
我走楼梯到我家楼上,
I tripped.
我跌倒,
I just wondered, is it getting old or what?
我想我是老了。
This is the second time in 1 month.
第二次一个月里面发生两次。
But thank God, it was no injury.
感谢神没有受伤。
It could have an injury, I tell you.
也可能有受伤。
And praise the Lord.
赞美主。
In our journey of faith,
在我们这个属灵的过程里,
In our life,
在我们的生命里,
we might trip over sometimes.
我们也可能会跌倒。
But this morning,
这个早上,
we will learn together from,
我们一起来学习,
from Peter's experience.
彼得, 西门彼得他的故事。
We like to see the background of today's scripture.
我们看一下这个背景。
A couple of days before that scripture described.
在这个故事的之前几天。
And Peter just denied Jesus 3 times publicly.
彼得已经不认主三次了。
He felt shame and remorse and guilty.
他觉得非常的苦恼，也觉得很罪恶感。
Then Jesus was crucified and buried.
然后耶稣就被埋葬，就死了，埋葬了。
On the third day, Peter also went to the Jesus tomb.
第三天以后，他去耶稣的坟墓看。
But he didn't see his body.
他也没有看到他的身体。
Nor the risen Christ.
也没有看到复活的主。
He was puzzled.
他就觉得很困惑。
Confused about what had happened to Jesus.
不知道耶稣到底是怎么了。
Did someone remove his body?
有人把他的身体拿走了吗？
Or he rose from the dead?
还是真的复活了？
He was very confused.
他有一点困惑。
And then Jesus appeared to him twice.
然后耶稣就对他显现两次。
Along with other disciples.
还有别的门徒在一起。
So Peter was at the crossroad.
所以彼得他现在在一个交叉点。
He faced a crisis of faith.
他对这个他的信仰有危机。
Shall I continue follow this Jesus who is disappeared?
他需要继续信靠这个耶稣，他是看不见的耶稣呢？
Or I just go my way.
还是我就回我老样子。
That's the background of today's scripture we just read.
这个就是我们今天要念的故事的背景。
Then in this scripture we saw that the disciple and Peter back to the former vocation.
在这经文里我们看到西门彼得跟他的那些门徒们大家就回到捕鱼的那个职业。
They were at the shore of Galilee Sea.
他们在加利利海旁，
also known as the Sea of Tiberias,
也叫做提比里亚海。
The scripture read like this: Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias.
那个耶稣就在那个海边，提比里亚海向他的门徒显现。
It happened this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together.
有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
Seven of them, they were there. They were very quiet. They had nothing to say.
七个人在那里很安静，他们就聚在一起，没有什么好说的。
Because they were very discouraged.
因为他们觉得很灰心。
And finally, Peter break the silence. I'm going out to fish.
然后西门彼得就对他们说：“我打鱼去。”
The rest of them say, "Yeah, we go with you."
他们就说：“我们也和你一同去。”
And the scripture says, so they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught how many fishes? They caught nothing.
所以那天晚上他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打到什么。
I just wonder, is there anything wrong for Peter and the rest of the disciples return to their former vocation?
你觉得西门彼得跟那些人一起回去他们旧的职业是错的吗？
If you were them, will you return?
如果是你，你会这样做吗？
Well, just try to survive, right?
因为我还要活下去。
I don't think it's sinful, but they just forgot about their calling.
这个不是罪，可能他们忘记神对他们的呼召。
Then at this time,
然后在这个时候，
the scripture tells Jesus appeared to Peter.
圣经告诉我们耶稣向彼得显现。
Peter was very frustrated.
彼得就是非常的困惑，
非常失望。
失望。
Because every time when they brought out the net, it was empty.
他把网拉起来都是空的。
Did you have that experience?
你有那个经历吗？
Sometimes when you go out of God's calling, you do your own thing. Every time it's empty net.
你如果在神的旨意之外来生活的时候，你每次怎么捞，是不是都是空的网？
The scripture read here, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciple did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to hold the net in because of a large number of fish.
圣经上说，天将亮的时候，耶稣正在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。
I'm very impressed with Jesus' questions.
我很喜欢耶稣提的这个问题。
He was very practical.
他是很实际的。
He say, friends.
好，朋友们啊。
Haven't you any fish?
你有鱼吗？
Jesus didn't say, friends.
耶稣没有说朋友啊。
Did you read the Bible this morning?
你有念圣经啊。
No, Jesus say, have any fish?
耶稣问说你有没有鱼啊。
He say, friend, have you got any job?
朋友啊，你有没有职业啊
？George, anybody invest money yet?
有没有人跟你投资啊
？Jesus was very practical, dear brother and sister.
耶稣是非常的实际的。
Can you speak to your neighbor? Say Jesus is very practical.
跟你的邻居说，耶稣很实际。
Many of us very practical.
我们都是很实际的。
We say, how can Jesus help me?
耶稣怎么帮我呢
？Jesus is helping you.
耶稣是要帮助你。
The problem is when Jesus is helping you, you haven't recognized that was Jesus.
问题是耶稣帮助你的时候，你还没有看出是耶稣在帮你。
Did you see that when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene? Mary Magdalene didn't know that was Jesus.
耶稣向玛利亚显现的时候，玛利亚不知道那个是耶稣。
When Jesus appeared to disciples, they thought he was a ghost.
当耶稣向门徒显现的时候，门徒也不知道那个是耶稣，以为是鬼魂。
I believe many of you are facing challenge today.
你们今天的生活里面的挑战。
And Jesus is appearing to you.
耶稣也会向你显现。
And he asks you questions.
他会问你问题。
But you haven't recognized.
可是你还没有认出他的声音。
I'm interpreting this scripture from another angle.
我就是要解释这经文从另外一个角度。
I feel it's supernatural for the professional fishermen to catch fish whole night, cannot catch one fish. I call that a miracle.
我说这个是超灵界的一个故事，因为对这一些职业的渔夫，他们却整夜都打不到鱼，这个是一个奇迹。
Right?
是吗？
Peter knows Galilee so well.
彼得知道加利利海。
That's his backyard.
这个是他从小到大长大的地方。
He's the head of the gang.
他知道哪里有东西。
So those people follow him.
所以那些人都跟从他。
I personally feel.
我觉得。
In that night.
那一天晚上。
In God's sovereign rule.
在神他的权威
里面。God just draw away all the fish.
神把那些鱼离开。
Wherever the bowl went.
传到哪里
God just removed the fish.
神就把鱼推开。
So they work whole night.
所以整夜他们劳碌。
Cannot even catch one fish.
一只都没抓到。
I call that a miracle.
所以是很奇迹的。
That's supernatural.
这个是超自然的。
God has a message try to communicate to Peter.
神对彼得有一个信息。
Which remind him about his calling.
让他能够回想到他的呼召。
Many years back.
很多年前。
On the Sea of Galilee, on the shoreline.
在加利利海。
There were two boats there.
那里有两条船。
And that day, when Jesus stood there,
耶稣在那里的时候。
There was a big crowd around him.
那里有很多的人聚集。
Jesus was smart. He said, how can I speak? So he just borrowed one of the boats.
耶稣很聪明，我在这里要怎么讲到呢？所以他就借了一条船。
That boat belonged to Simon Peter.
那一条船就是西门彼得的船。
He asked Peter to put the boat away a little bit from the shoreline.
他说：“你把这个船离开海岸一些。”
After crusade.
然后他们宣道完之后。
And Jesus told Peter.
耶稣就告诉彼得。
He said, "You just put out into deep water and let net down."
你到开到水深之处，把网撒下。
And Peter said, Master, we have worked hard all night. I haven't caught anything.
彼得说我已经劳碌了整夜什么都没抓到。
But Peter then said, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
但因为你说所以我就下网。
So after they let down the nets,
他们下网之后,
they caught a large number of fish.
他们抓了好多鱼,
that their nets began to break.
就快要网快要破。
So they signaled their partner another boat to come.
就叫别的船来帮忙。
And the fish have so many that fill both boats, and the boats begin to sink.
那个鱼就好多，两条船都已经满了，整条两条船都快要沉下去。
How many of you need the money right now, raise your hand?
你们有谁缺钱吗？
Not only this few, is everybody need the money? How many of you need God's supply right now?
有神需要神的供应吗？
Wow, you need to find out God's calling for you.
你需要知道神对你的呼召是什么。
When Jesus instruct Peter how to catch fish,
当耶稣教那个彼得怎么样抓鱼的时候，
on the surface, it's a joke.
在外表看好像在开玩笑。
Peter was a professional fishman.
因为彼得他说他是职业渔夫。
But he cannot catch any fish whole night.
可是那一夜却什么都没有。
After he lent the boat to Jesus.
但是他把他的传给耶稣之后，
Jesus will show kindness to him.
耶稣也对他显出仁慈。
So he instructing how to catch.
教他怎么样抓鱼。
He got so many.
他好多。
But that time.
那次。
First time he realized who Jesus was.
他就发现耶稣是谁。
He fell at Jesus' knee and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man."
他就俯伏在耶稣的脚前说，主啊，离我远去，我是一个罪人。
But Jesus didn't give up there.
可是耶稣没有对他
放弃。He said, "Come and follow me."
你来跟从我。
I'll make you a fisherman.
我会变成使人得鱼一样。
From then on, Peter started to follow Jesus.
从那时候开始，彼得就开始跟随耶稣。
But in today's scripture,
在今天的经文里，
and Jesus did the same thing again.
耶稣又做同样一件事。
So that's remind Simon Peter, this is Jesus.
所以让彼得又回想到以前那件事，所以是一样的，他就知道这个是耶稣。
While Peter was thinking about this,
所以当彼得在想这件事，
John said to Peter, "It is the Lord."
约翰就跟彼得说，是主啊。
As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It's the Lord." He wrapped his outer garment around him and he jumped into the water.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那使西门彼得赤着身体，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
And then he swam to Jesus.
他就游泳到耶稣那里。
May I ask you questions?
我问你一个问题。
Do you think Peter still loves Jesus?
你觉得彼得还爱耶稣吗？
Those of you believe so, raise your hands.
你若觉得他爱，
How many of you think Jesus...Peter always loved Jesus.
你觉得彼得一直都爱着耶稣吗？
It depends what kind of love.
你是讲哪种爱呢？
I believe all of you love Jesus.
我也相信你们爱耶稣。
But just what kind of level of love?
是哪一个层次的爱？
And the scripture tells us,
这经文告诉我们，
as Peter and other disciples reached the shore, they find the meal prepared and table set.
他们上了岸，就看到那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。
It wasn't by accident.
这个也不是一个意外。
It was carefully planned and prepared by the Lord.
这个是耶稣为他们所准备的。
The scripture say when they landed, they saw a fire burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish. 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord.
耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。西门彼得就去，把网拉到岸上。那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽然这么多，网却没有破。耶稣说，你们来吃早饭。门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。
Does God care for your needs and my needs?
神关心你的需要跟我的需要吗？
Wow, he cares.
他非常关心。
Wow, he cooked breakfast. How many of you thought about Jesus can cook breakfast?
他煮早餐，你知道耶稣会煮早餐吗？
It's so good to follow Jesus.
可以跟随耶稣。
Can you tell your neighbors it's so good to follow Jesus?
跟你邻居说跟随耶稣实在很好。
The package including breakfast.
这个还可以有包早餐在内。
I really mean it.
是真的。
This is in the Bible.
在圣经里。
I feel God's grace is here, dear brothers and sisters.
我觉得神的恩典在这
里。I want to encourage you this morning.
我要今天早上鼓励你。
Sometimes we fail the Lord, we fail in life.
有时候我们失败，或对神对不起。
We fail in the relationship, we fail in finance.
或者我们在人际关系，或者在经济里有失败。
We feel we cannot forget ourselves.
我们自己都不能原谅自己。
We feel God will not forgive me.
我觉得神也不会原谅我。
But that's not true.
可是这不是真的。
I really see the grace of the Lord show here.
我看到神对西门彼得的恩典。
When Peter and disciple followed Jesus' instruction.
因为他们跟着神给他们的指示。
In the original text.He said they caught all kinds of large fish.
在原文说，他们抓到各式各样的大鱼。
How many of you believe God is very generous?
你们相信神他是很慷慨的吗？
When He give you,
当他给你的时候，
He give you large fish.
他是给你大鱼,
not a small dinky fish.
不是小银鱼,
large, all kinds of fish.
大的各式各样的,
when he start to bless you,
他要祝福你,
when you seek first God's kingdom righteousness,
你如果先求他的国跟他的义,
he bless you abundantly.
他就会充充满满的祝福你,
153 fish.
153条,
some people say, why is 153?
为什么153?
I don't know.
我不知道,
but the importance is a lot.
可是就是很多,
they only have 7 people plus Jesus, 8 people.
只有七八个人,
and they can eat first.
他们可以先吃,
and the rest they can sell it.
然后再可以卖,
there's money.
会赚钱,
amen. And the Bible says here, even with so many large fish, the net was okay, not broken.
圣经上说共153条鱼虽这么多, 网却没有破。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗?
There were many fishes,
好多鱼,
but the net was broken.
可是网却破了。
All the fish went back to the lake again.
全大鱼都溜走了。
This time Peter definitely will return to his former vocation.
彼得如果是那样, 他就会回到他旧的职业。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
when the Lord bless us,
当耶稣祝福我们的时候,
the blessing will remain.
那个祝福会留在你的生命里。
Amen? You don't want to have a hole in the net.
你不要往里有洞。
You follow him all the way.
你若要跟随耶稣, 你就一直跟随耶稣。
Also, we see here,
有时候我们看见,
how did Jesus receive them?
耶稣怎么样接待他们?
Jesus didn't lecture them.
耶稣没有训话。
Jesus didn't give them revival message.
也没有给他什么大的奖章。
Jesus didn't say, repent, sinner.
他没有说你要悔改啊罪人。
Why did you return to your former vocation?
你为什么回去上班?
Why you didn't have faith in me?
你为什么没有对我有信心?
That's your problem.
那是你的问题。
That's why you cannot catch any fish for a whole night.
你看所以才抓不到鱼。
Do you understand that?
懂吗?
In my sovereign rule, I catch away all the fish.
我故意把那些鱼推开。
Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣没有这样说。
Instead, he prepared a great breakfast for them.
而是他为他们煮 准备丰富的早餐,
with plenty of bread,
有很多面包,
and large fish,
大鱼,
fresh,
新鲜的,
nutritious,
营养的。
Then he said,
他说,
come and read the Bible.
来读圣经吧。
No, he said, come and have breakfast.
耶稣说, 来吃早饭。
How many of you had a breakfast this morning?
你们多少人今天有吃早饭?
Oh, quite a few.
蛮多的,
Cindy raised so high. I think that Jesus was so considerate.
耶稣是很关心人的,
and understanding.
很了解, 善解人意的,
seven disciples worked whole night.
这七个门徒整夜劳力,
caught nothing.
什么都没抓到,
they were exhausted.
很累,
they didn't sleep.
没睡觉,
they worked for nothing.
他已经工作没有果效,
they were hungry.
很饿,
what they need the most?
他们最需要什么呢?
Can you tell me what they need the most?
你告诉我, 他们最需要什么?
姐姐, what do they need the most?
儿子, 他最需要什么?
They need the food.
他们需要食物,
hot.
热的,
free.
免费的,
abundant.
很多的,
food.
食物,
that's what Jesus provided.
所以耶稣就为他们预备。
And I believe,
我相信,
that's the breakfast.
这也是一个早餐,
that's the breakfast they can never forget.
他们永远不会忘记,
on that day.
在那一天,
that's how Jesus restored them.
那就是耶稣如何重建他们,
right? Jesus didn't need to say a word.
耶稣没有再训话,
Jesus appeared to them. This was third time.
耶稣第三次向他们显现,
that shows they were so important to him.
让他们知道说这些人,
can you imagine the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords prepare breakfast for you?
你可以想象万王之王, 万主之主, 为你准备早饭吗?
That was the best breakfast.
那是最棒的早饭。
I believe there's an eternal light in those fishes.
我相信在那些鱼身上有很特别的生命跟那些面包。
Because I believe Jesus blessed those things.
因为耶稣祝福了那些食物。
Amen? Do you agree?
你同意吗?
That's how Jesus restored them.
耶稣就用这个方法来重建他们的信心。
And the Bible said they didn't say any words.
圣经说他们一句话都没说。
No verbal exchange.
都没有谈话。
But much of serving and receiving, Jesus met their felt need right at the spot.
就是让耶稣来 服侍他们。
That is love and complete acceptance and forgiveness.
这就是爱跟接受跟完全的饶恕。
I believe when disciples were eating,
当这些门徒们在吃的时候
，Jesus teaching in the past all came back.
耶稣以前给他们的教导都回到他们的脑海里。
Such as Jesus said, "The greatest among you will serve all of us."
像耶稣讲过，谁要做主的，就要做仆人。
But story didn't end up there.
可是故事没有在这里结束。
And then we see also Jesus restore Simon Peter personally.
我们也看到耶稣怎么样子的重建西门彼得。
When they finished the breakfast,
他们吃完之后
，and Jesus brought Simon Peter.Aside.
耶稣就带西门彼得来一边。
And Jesus said to Simon Peter, say, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this?
耶稣对他说，西门彼得，你爱我吗？比这些东西爱我吗？
Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you.
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
May I ask you, based upon the scripture, how many times did Jesus ask Peter?
我问你们，借着圣经的话，耶稣问这同一个问题几次？
Three times, right?
三次。
How many times have Peter denied Jesus?
那个彼得他怎么样子的不认耶稣几次？
So Jesus used three times to restore him.
所以耶稣用这三次的问话来重建彼得。
In the Greek words, it shows more clear when Jesus asked.Do you love me more than, do you truly love me more than this?
在希腊文里面问说、彼得你爱我比这些更多吗？
The love there is agapao, is the highest form of love.
这 agapao 是最高层次的爱。
It's unconditional love.
是无条件的爱。
So Jesus asked Peter, do you love me with unconditional love more than this?
所以耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我是用这个最高层次的爱，无条件的爱吗？”
胜过这些吗？
胜过这些。
This there, it didn't identify what was this.
他还没有说这个是什么。
It could refer to the fish and boat.
是说鱼跟船。
Maybe the profession, career, and income.
或者他的职业跟收入。
It can refer to this man, this group of disciples.
或者这一些朋友。
So Jesus actually asked Peter, say, ask Simon. Actually, there he asked Simon.He didn't ask him as Peter, because Simon was Peter's original name.
所以他问这个问题的时候是问、西门，就是他彼得的以前的名字。
Simon means pebble.
西门就是小碎石。
It's not stable.
不稳重。
芦苇。
芦苇。
Yeah.
对不起。
And Simon, Peter means rock.
可是彼得的名字是磐石。
So when Peter fell, Jesus referred to his original name.
所以当彼得失败的时候，他就让他想到他的旧的名字芦苇。
Do you truly love me more than this?
你用高层次的爱来爱我超过这一切吗？
Peter said, "Yes, Lord."
彼得说是的，主。
You know that I love you.
你知道我爱你。
But Peter used different words there.
可是彼得讲的是另外一种。
He used phileo. That words mean buddy. I'm your buddy. I'm fond of you.
那个是、我们是好兄弟的爱的层次。
好兄弟 yeah, 好兄弟。So Peter dare not to say, yes, I love you with agapao love. I just love you as a buddy, buddy, we are buddy.
彼得没有说我是无条件最高层次的爱来爱你，而是好兄弟的方法来爱你。
Then Jesus asked again.
耶稣又问他一次。
He said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
This time, Jesus still used the words agapao.
这个爱又是最高层次的爱。
But this time, Jesus didn't ask more than this.
可是他没有说你有比这些爱我吗？
So Peter have less pressure.
所以彼得就比较少压力。
And Peter still answered, say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. This is still buddy-buddy love.
彼得说，主啊，是的，我爱你，像好兄弟一样。
And the third time, Jesus asked Peter again.
耶稣第三次又问他。
This time Jesus used buddy buddy love. He said, "Do you phileo me?"
所以你这次真的是好兄弟爱我吗？
And Peter feel was hurt.
所以彼得就觉得有一点心痛。
Because Jesus asked him the third time.
因为耶稣问了他三次。
May I ask you?
我请问你。
Why did Peter feel hurt?
为什么彼得觉得忧愁？
Wendy.Your thinker, why Peter feel hurt? Okay, Before you answer, let me ask, if you're in courtship, you're dating someone, or you're married, your wife asks you three times, do you truly love me more than this?
当你在约会的时候，你的那个伴侣问他，问你这三次，你爱我吗？
或者你没有约会，你现在已经结婚了。
哦，你已经结婚了。OK，他还问你三次，你爱我吗？
你觉得怎么样？
你会觉得怎么样？要天天讲啊，要很爱很爱。
你也不会问。We speak in tongues. I just want to ask you, why did Peter feel hurt?
为什么彼得觉得忧愁被问三次？
What was he hurt about?
他忧愁什么呢？
Yeah, because he feel maybe Jesus doubt about his love.
所以他可能觉得耶稣不相信他对耶稣的爱。
How many of you believe Peter loved Jesus all this time?
你们觉得彼得一直都有爱耶稣吗？
If you love someone and that person continue ask you,
当你爱一个人的时候，他又一直问你爱我吗？你爱我吗？你会这样觉得？
Why did Jesus want to ask Peter three times?
为什么耶稣要问彼得三次？
That's logic. Yeah, okay. Let's turn the table. Let's change the situation now. How about Jesus doesn't ask Peter, Jesus asks you this morning.
或者我们改变一下，假如耶稣不是问西门彼得，而是问你跟我。
今天早上他来问你。
Jesus asks you.
你真正的爱我，最高层次爱我，超过这些。那个 this can be anything very precious in your heart.
Do you love me unconditionally, above anything else?
主耶稣现在在问你。
Jesus will ask you this question this morning.
Now this become very relevant.
所以这就对我们是很有关系的。
And Jesus used the words agapao, the highest form of love.
耶稣是用这个最高层次无条件的爱的。
I think Peter wasn't too bad.
所以彼得回答的不错。
He said, I'm buddy buddy with you.
我说跟你很要好啊。
If you're buddy buddy with someone, that's pretty good.
你都跟人很要好，这算不错了。
Many believers today are not buddy buddy with Jesus.
很多信徒甚至连跟耶稣也不大要好。
Because when Jesus appeared, they don't know that was Jesus.
因为他向人显现的时候，那些人都不知道是耶稣。
We really see.Jesus tried to restore Peter here.
你可以看到耶稣很关心要重建彼得的心。
It was a process of restoring.
这个是一个要重建的过程。
He wanted Peter to find out where he is at.
他要让彼得思考他现在人在哪里。
Where his love for Jesus at.
他的心在哪里。
I feel Peter was great.
所以我觉得彼得是很不错。
He was very honest.
也很诚实。
He didn't say, "Oh, I love you."
他没有说啊，我好爱你哦。
Because Peter knew his past.
因为他想到他自己的失败。
He knew his failure.
他已经有失败过。
Not many days ago.
才不多久前。
He was boastful.
他还很夸口。
He said, "I'm ready to die with you in prison."
我会跟你同死的，我愿意。
And he said, "Everybody fail, I will never fail."
别人跌倒我都不会。
Within 24 hours.
我们24小时。
And he denied Jesus publicly three times.
就在众人面前三次否认。
That's record. Everybody knows.
所以大家都知道的。
So Peter knew that.
所以彼得也知道。
So when Jesus asked him.
所以当耶稣问他的时候。
Peter said, I cannot say I love you with the highest level. No, no, no.
他就没有这个办法说我是用无条件的爱爱你。
I'm just your friend.
我们只是好朋友。
But praise the Lord.
可是赞美主。
Every time,
每一次
Jesus affirmed him.
耶稣在肯定他的时候
No matter how Peter answered,
不论彼得怎么样回答
Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
彼得耶稣说喂养我的羊
Take care of my sheep.
照顾我的小羊
Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊
Jesus confirmed, affirming him.
耶稣肯定他这个人
You are still my disciple.
你仍旧是我的门徒
You are still my under shepherd.
你还是我所看顾的
I forgive you.
我 宽恕你。
I accept you.
我接受你。
I recommission you.
我重新分发你出去。
Three years ago, you follow me.
三年前你跟随我。
You fail me.
你失败了。
But now I restore you.
让现在我重建你。
What are the insights for us?
也是给我们的。
What are the insights for us?
对我们有什么的看见？
Number one.
第一点。
With our own effort.
用我们自己的肉体的能力。
We are unable to love God in the highest form.
我们是没有办法用爱神用那最高层次的爱。
I believe when Peter told Jesus, say, I am ready to die to imprison with you.
我相信当彼得跟耶稣说我愿意跟你下监牢或死都愿意的时候。
He was very sincere.
他是很真心的。
But he didn't know what he was saying.
可是他不知道他会发生什么事。
When the pressure came,
当压力来的时候。
When Jesus was arrested,
耶稣被抓的时候。
In the spiritual realm, it was very dark.
在那个属灵的气氛里是非常的黑暗。
Unless you're filled with the Spirit, you cannot stand that.
除非你是被圣灵充满，你没有办法抵挡。
I feel Peter was the champion among mankind. He still was the bravest.
我觉得彼得实在是很勇敢的一个
人。All the disciples didn't do anything.
彼得的那些其他的人，他们都没有做什么事。
When Jesus was arresting, what did Peter respond?
你们记得当那些兵丁来抓耶稣的时候，彼得有什么反应？
Anybody remember?
有人记得吗？
He pulled out the knife, cut off someone's ear.
彼得拿出刀来，把一个兵丁的耳朵削掉。
I want to ask the English congregation, what's your view? Did Peter do right thing or wrong thing?
你觉得彼得做的对吗？
I asked Chinese congregation two times. They have different answer. Then, was Peter right? If you were Peter, you would do the same thing?
你如果是彼得，你也会切耳朵吗？
Some people say they have three or four swords. Well, that shows Peter's love for Jesus.
那就是彼得表示他爱耶稣的心。
But it's out of his flesh.
可是是用他肉体的力量。
Just like this pastor in Florida.
就像这一个在佛罗里达州的牧师。
He want to burn the Koran.
他想要把这个可兰经烧毁。
Because he want to send a message to Muslim.
他要让那些 Muslim 的人知道。
Say enough is enough.
够了。
But is that biblical?
可是这个是属圣经的教导吗？
Is that from the Lord to respond that way?
是从主来这样子的反应吗？
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
we cannot love God out of our own zeal and flesh.
我们不能爱神用我们自己的这个肉体的血气。
We need to love God out of the full of the Spirit, that we need to fill with the Spirit.
我们要用充满圣灵的爱来爱神。
We need to have an interaction with the fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
我们要跟圣灵有交通。
Know what's on Christ's heart.
知道在天父的心意是什么。
After the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节之后，
Peter filled with the Spirit.
那个彼得就充满了圣灵。
He was very different.
他就非常不一样。
From that day on,
从那一天开始。
He was very courageous and bold.
他就是非常的勇敢的为主做见证。
He healed a crippled person at the beautiful gate.
他在美门那里就医治的瘸腿的。
Peter and John healed a crippled beggar at the beautiful gate.
彼得跟约翰就医治病人。
Because that event,
因为那件事。
They were arrested.
他们就被抓，
and then he was released.
他就被放开，
and he explained again.
他又解释，
few thousand people convert.
有他就有几千人信主。
So the lesson we learn here is,
所以我们就学到这件事。
We cannot love God out of our effort.
我们不能用自己的力量来爱神。
It takes God to love God.
要用有神的力量来爱神。
We need to fill with the Spirit to love God.
我们需要被圣灵充满来爱神。
Amen. Amen.By discipline, by your determination, you end up like Peter.
当你自己用下决心来爱，就会像彼得的下场。
Second lesson is Christ's unconditional acceptance to us that restore us.
因为神对我们无条件的接纳，让我们能够重建信心。
I shared earlier.
我刚才所分享的。
When Peter at the crossroad,
当彼得在那个交叉路口的时候，
he wasn't too sure which way he should turn.
他不确定他要往哪一个方向。
Jesus took initiative to appear to him.
所以耶稣就向他显现。
Jesus instructed him how to catch fish again.
耶稣教他怎么样抓鱼。
The result was abundant.
而且结果是非常的丰富的。
Jesus prepared breakfast for him.
耶稣也为他准备早饭。
Invite them to eat.
邀请他们来吃。
And then Jesus personally talked to him.
然后耶稣又自己亲自与他说话。
No matter how he answered,
不论他怎么回答,
he continued affirming him, you feed my lamb, feed my sheep, take care of my sheep.
耶稣还是一只肯定彼得这人，叫他喂养他的小羊。
The same with us.
对我们也是一样。
If we want to be restored,
假如我们要在神面前重建,
we need to experience God's unconditional love and acceptance.
我们需要了解、体会到神对我们无条件的接纳。
Amen. We only open to the people who unconditionally accept us.
我们只会向那一位对我们无条件接纳的人。
That's why when we go to share the good news with people, we cannot with the intention, I want to win you for kingdom, so I win 10 people this year.
我们去传福音不是为了说，哦，我要有说10个人因为我信主。
Because that person will know right away.
那个人会知道。
Right? That's called string with attach something.
对，就是不是真正关心他。
Third lesson is by God's grace and power, let's be restored wherever we fail.
然后第三点就是，无论我们在哪里跌倒了，我们就从哪里重建。
May the Lord enlighten us today.
愿神的光照你的心。
As a follower, as a disciple of Jesus Christ.
当你在追随耶稣的时候。
Somewhere, sometime.
在哪一个时候，哪一个时间，
you will be disappointed with God.
你有时候会失望。
You will be discouraged with the circumstance.
你对这个环境也会失望。
But the things on the surface, not necessarily the true reason.
可是这一些外表的事情不一定是真正的原因。
We need the Lord to enlighten us to see what's the true reason.
我们需要让神光照我们，知道那个。
Sometimes it's important we face the reality.
有时候我们要面对现实。
We fail, we admit we fail.
我们如果失败，就要承认失败。
In those AA class,
在那种AA的课程里,
anonymous alcoholic,
无名的酗酒者,
the first lesson I read,
第一堂课是,
you had admit,
你要承认,
you are an alcoholic.
你是酒鬼。
They had to read that.
你要念出来,
again and again.
一次又一次,
in store for God to restore us.
以便让神来重建我们,
we had to admit our failure.
我们也要承认我们的失败,
and take responsibility.
然后担起这个责任,
that is the first step.
这个是第一步,
because we need God's grace.
因为我们需要神的恩惠,
we don't need to play a game with God.
我们不用跟神玩游戏。
Amen. When you go to see a doctor,
你去看医生的时候,
you have headache.
你有头痛,
the doctor will diagnose for your problem.
耶稣, 那个医生会帮你诊断,
he will ask many questions.
问了很多问题,
and you need to be honest with doctors.
可是你要诚实,
you don't want to save your face.
你不能为了顾面子,
because the more honest you talk with doctor, the more possible he find out the true reason.
你对医生诚实,
may the Lord help us. On this Sunday morning,
在这个早上,
we come to the Jesus' table.
来到耶稣的桌前,
we're going to take this bread and cup.
我要领圣餐,
we see that Lord love you and me.
因为神爱你跟我,
just like the way he loved Peter.
就像耶稣如何爱西门彼得,
even though Peter failed Jesus,
虽然彼得失败,
but Jesus accept him.
但是耶稣接纳他,
and receive him, restore him.
而且重建他的信心,
we're going to take the bread and cup right now.
我们要领受, 饼和杯,
and I want to invite those who receive Jesus as Savior and the Lord.
我邀请凡接受耶稣为他个人救主的弟兄姐妹,
also baptized unto the Church of Jesus Christ,
也受水洗的弟兄姐妹,
can take this bread and cup.
可以领这饼跟杯。
But we have some time prayer before the Lord.
我们先有一段安静的时间祷告。
This bread represents that Jesus' body has been broken for us.
这个饼代表神, 耶稣他的身体为我们破碎。
This cup represents his blood being shed for each one of us.
这个杯表示耶稣为我们流的血。
Through his death,
从他的死,
God the Father can accept you and me.
天父可以接纳我们。
Our sin has been forgiven.
我们的罪洗, 干净。
This is the greatest restoration.
这个是最好的重建的方法。
This is the greatest restoration between God and us.
让天父与我们可以重建。
I'd like to invite the brothers and sisters from the back. We line up in one line to take the bread and cup.
我们从最后一排先一条线这样子来领饼跟杯。
Take the bread and cup.
Remain
standing at your seat and pray and give thanks for the bread and cup.
你回到你的位置站立祷告。
You also confess your sin to the Lord.
让向神认罪。
You offend people, offend Him.
有得罪人或神的事情。
Ask His blood to cleanse you.
要求耶稣的宝血来洗净我们。
Let's pray for the bread.
我们为饼跟杯祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
we thank you for your love for each one of us.
我们谢谢你对我们每一个人的爱。
We thank you for your unconditional love for each one of us.
谢谢你对我们无条件的每一个人的爱。
You accept the way we are.
你完全接纳我们。
You die on the cross for each one of us.
你在十字架上为我们每一个人死。
Through your death,
经过你的死。
Through your sacrifice,
让你的牺牲。
Through your blood,
你的血
our sin has been forgiven.
我们的罪洗净
no more guilt,
已经没有罪恶感
no more shame,
没有羞耻感
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
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 We praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
We thank you for this bread.
我们谢谢你这个饼。
Refer to your body being broken for each one of us.
是你的身体为我们破碎。
Through your brokenness,
因你的破碎
we are making whole.
我们会成为完全。
Let's take this bread together with thankful heart.
我们一起感恩来领受这个饼。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
thank you for this cup.
谢谢这一个杯,
refer to your blood,
代表你的血,
being shed for each one of us,
为我们每个人流,
through your blood,
因为你的血,
our sin has been removed and cleansed.
我们的罪能够洗净。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Take this cup with thankful heart.
我们用感恩的心领受这杯。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
You are God given second chance.
你是给我们第二次机会的神。
May you restore us.
愿你来重建我们。
Wherever we fail you and fail people.
不论我们在哪里跌倒失败。
Give us second chance.
给我们第二个机会。
Help us to forgive ourselves.
让我们也能够原谅自己。
As you have forgiven us.
就像你已经原谅我们。
Help us to forgive others.
也原谅别人。
Those who offend us.
有人谁得罪我们。
We give them second chance.
我们也要给他第二个机会。
Give us a heart of mercy and grace.
给我们有怜悯的爱心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名。
All God's people say,
神的子民说阿们。
God bless you. You can give the cup and give to the ushers. Resume our equipping meeting at 11:45.